Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
Pastor's Aid CDC. This is yours truly in the studio in Forestville, Maryland, Pastor C. And we'd just like to wish everyone a happy Friday. It's been a good week. We're just grateful that we're able to make it one more week. And we'd just like to start off by thanking all of our very fine listeners who continue to listen and tune in and go to the archives, and just continue to bless us. We are just grateful for all your continued support with us here at Pastor's Aid CDC, and we'd just like to thank you very, very much, and pray that you'll tell somebody about all the great things that we're doing over here. We had an awesome Bible study last night, T-Nuts broadcast. That was good. Getting folks excited in the studio and on the phone, and it's just a great interactive family Bible study, and we just thank everyone who continues to support that. It's a great time to get together from 8 to 9 on a Thursday and just talk about the Word of God and how it applies to all of our lives. And so it's good to hear that, and I think now that that's picking up and we're going on 1 year being on the air, it's the last week in this month, be a whole year. And so we're just excited about coming up on our one-year anniversary. It doesn't seem like it's been that long, but it's been a blessing. And we just thank everyone who continues to tune in and continues to share with us with our broadcast ministry. And tonight we are going to be talking a little bit about, can one person make a difference? Can one person make a difference? And a lot of times we get into the mode as people of, you know, my one, or my 2 cents, or my effort is just one, and it's not going to make a difference. And I think a lot of times people forget about the process of everyone trying to make a difference. But if we don't participate, you know, on an individual basis, then we all can't make a difference. So sort of like, you know, everyone taking their right to vote, that each person, at least in the United States, has the right to vote. And so that's the thing that we have to do, is we have to learn that, you know, one person can make a difference, and that we have to be mindful of that, and whatever it is or whatever it takes for us to make that difference, because truly, when we all start playing our role, we can make a difference. And you'd be surprised the attention that can be garnered up by people making a commitment to say, hey, I'm going to do what I can, where I can, and for as long as I can. And that's, you know, one of the great, great things about living in this country, is that we can make a difference, and that we can have our voices heard collectively as well as individually. And when you do that, what happens is you begin to start making a difference in your community just by participating in whatever it is that you're concerned about. And a lot of times what I tell people is, if you are concerned about something, that you should not wait for someone else to do something about it. And in other words, if you're concerned about something, you're passionate about something, then you should, or we should take it upon ourselves, to be incumbent upon ourselves to do something about it. Whether we can talk to other people, or we can, you know, do something on our own, but we would be more passionate about it and more committed about it, you know, because it was something that, you know, came to our attention, or something that's on our radar. When you have something that's brought to your attention, or something that's on your radar, then, you know, you have the passion, you have the desire, and you should want to do something about it. And what happens is, a lot of times people, you know, will have something come up, and they will, you know, all of a sudden, you know, think that it's going to be someone else's issue. But we can't, you know, rely on this as being someone else's issue. We have to say, hey, I can't just let this be someone else's issue. But what I want to do is make sure that it's not only an issue, but it's an issue that I'm going to get involved with. And I think that's one of the biggest things about not only one person making a difference, is realizing that you have a responsibility to make that difference, or make that decision. And, you know, you just can't wait around for everyone else to do it. And, you know, a lot of times people complain, but you can't complain if you're not willing to do something about it. And so, you know, we've got to get to this place where we're not sitting back watching TV, listening to the radio, you know, saying this should be done or this should be done. You know, this person's not doing this, or this person's not doing this, without, you know, us making an effort ourselves to do something about it. And, you know, that's what's going to change whatever it is, you know, that we want change, is that we individually have to, you know, make a determination in our minds to say, hey, you know, X is something that I think should be changed. And so I'm going to, you know, get all my information, contact whoever it needs to be contacted, and, you know, take the effort to make X, you know, different. But a lot of times people don't do that, and just complain, and, you know, it's the same old, year after year. And without people taking action, without people doing something about it, then change will never happen, or things will never get corrected. And so you have to get to the point. And it's a process of getting to the point where you're saying, you know, I can't make a difference. I can't make a difference. And I'm not going to be afraid not to move forward to make a difference. And I think that would help our communities, the wellness of our communities, if people would just say, hey, you know, I can make a difference. I think a lot of times people just go behind their doors, you know, go into their apartments, go into their houses, you know, and just say, hey, you know, I'm complaining about it the whole time I'm going into my house, but I'm not going to, you know, do anything about it. And, you know, I think that's really neglecting our responsibility when we know that something should be changed or something should be done. And, you know, we just feel like, you know, I'm not going to make a difference. It's something that, you know, I could say something, but it's really not going to make a difference. So I'm just not going to do anything about it. I'm just going to give up whatever, whatever. And you know, that type of defeatist attitude is too many times what allows things to, you know, be prolonged. And one of the things I found about one person making a difference is you have to be with a mindset or an attitude that, you know, I am going to make a difference. And, you know, as long as it takes for me to get heard, or as long as it takes for me to see a change in whatever area it is, that's going to be me. And, you know, I'm just going to be there. And, you know, it's sort of like, you know, when you're coming up and you know, people or certain size, they want to try to, you know, push you around or whatever. And we used to tell people, well, you know, I might not win this fight, but you're going to know you've been in the fight. And you know, I'm not going to give up. And I'm not going to, you know, throw in the towel, but you're gonna have the bumps and the bruises and the scratches, and you're gonna know that I was there because I'm not going away. And that's how you make a difference, when you let people know you're not going away, you're not going anywhere. You're gonna stay there. You're gonna every time they see you, you're gonna be there making your petition known. You're gonna be there letting people know what your side is. You're going to be there doing the research, presenting your case. And that's how one person can make a difference. You know, a lot of times people during Black History Month, they talk about Rosa Parks and how she got tired of you know, giving up her seat and going, you know, and you know, she made a stand. And you know, that one person made a difference, you know, in the whole, you know, civil rights movement. And, you know, people have the opportunity to vote, and, you know, with that, the whole Voting Rights Act and all of those things, and many people individually took a stand and said, hey, you know, I might be, you know, the one person here, but I'm going to make my petition known. I'm going to let, you know, everyone know, you know, what I feel about it, you know, what I think should happen, what I think should be different. And that's the way people should be. They shouldn't be silenced. They shouldn't be feel like their voice is not going to be heard. But a little voice that's continual will make a progress. And you know, whatever people might say, or whatever people might try to dissuade you, I have attitude. If I don't do anything about it, how can I expect anybody else to do anything about it? and you have to get into that mindset. It's like, you know, if nobody else is going to do anything about it, then, you know, I need to be the one that does something about it. Why am I not being the one that does something about it? Or why should I wait for someone else to do something about it? And, you know, it takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of bravery to be able to stand up by yourself initially and to make a statement and make a stand. And, you know, you take a lot of heat, and, you know, you take a lot of pressure. But at the same time, you can go to bed at night knowing that you stood up and you, with your one voice, want to make a difference and can make a difference. And what happens is, when people see that type of response by individuals and then they come together, people begin to start listening. When you know, one voice turns to, you know, 1,000 voice, when 1,000 voices turns to 10,000 voices, and 10,000 turns to 100,000, and 100,000 turns to a million voices, then people start paying attention more and more. But it all starts with, you know, one person making their voice heard, or one person speaking up and speaking out. And, you know, we've got to get to a point where, again, we understand that that's how change comes. That's how things get turned around. That's how things get put in and things get taken out by a people or a person using their energy, using their intelligence, using their determination to make a difference and make a change. And so that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about, can one person make a difference? And when we look at all many, many things that have occurred in the world, in the United States of America, a lot of times it's been an individual, a person that has stepped out by themselves to make a difference, and then that difference has been a benefit to many people. So that's what we're talking about tonight. If you want to be a part of this conversation, we invite you to call in at 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
Effort to do something different or make a change, And that's the thing that people really have to continue to stay bold and stay brave about is, even though it might be a daunting task in order to make it change, you know, if you stick with it, other people will come on board, and you can begin to start making inroads to the change. And, you know, I was looking, worked close to Reagan National Airport, and looking at the airplanes coming in and out, and just the technology that people have been flying. It's over 100 years. It's not much more over 100 years. I can't remember how long it's been, but the technology that has advanced to allow people to be able to fly in airplanes all over the globe. And, you know, it was a couple of brothers that began to perfect, you know, human flight. And, you know, they ran into a lot of opposition. They had to do a lot of hard work and a lot of failures. But, you know, the old saying is nothing beats a failure but a try. And they kept trying. And so now, just from the efforts of these two brothers, these two individual brothers, the Wright brothers, their efforts, now flying is commonplace, and people fly all over the globe. But if they had not looked at things like transportation, or how to make transportation better, or those type of things, that we wouldn't have the airplane, the jet plane that you know is so commonplace now. And you know, you have to just be thankful that, you know, those people were willing to continue, even though through difficulties, through, you know, the failures. And a lot of times people, you know, say that, you know, you fail 1,000 times before you get it right, in you know, in inventions and things like that. And so we can't get discouraged if the first time you go to change something that it doesn't get changed on that first time. I think that's one of the most difficult things to learn when you're trying to make a difference as an individual, is that sometimes you think that I did it, and you know, it didn't work out exactly how I thought it was going to work out, and you know, according to me, it's not a failure. According to these people, it's a failure. According to me, it's a failure. And people get discouraged, and they say, "Hey, I'm not going to do that anymore. I can't do that anymore. That's not for me. I can't worry about that, and I'm going to leave that alone." And you know, when they do that, what happens is then the energy that they first had gets drained by that disappointment, or the negative people around them. And so, you know, one of the things that you have to learn is, you're going to make a difference as an individual, is that you can't be afraid to fail. You can't be afraid of trying and it not working the first time. And you can't be afraid, and you can't hang out with folks that will be negative and that are going to poo-poo what you're trying to do. You can't be, you know, allow yourself to be influenced by those things, because it drains your energy out and you become discouraged. And so when we begin to learn that, hey, I might not hit it, you know, 100% all the time. If you look at the baseball analogy, if a baseball player is batting 300, he's considered a good hitter. If he's batting 350 or 380, he's considered a real good hitter. But on the average, there's not anyone in baseball that hits 400. And so that means that every time a baseball hitter goes up to the plate, that most of the times, 7 times out of the 10 times, they're not going to be successful at their at-bat. But they still keep playing. They still keep coming to the plate. They still keep swinging for the fence. They still keep trying. And even though they're failing, you know, 7 times out of 10, they're still making inroads. And so, you know, that type of attitude, that type of understanding, that type of understanding of how things work will cause individuals to continue to press toward whatever they want, whatever they think should be changed, you know, knowing that, you know, it's our responsibility to not point the finger and complain without, you know, doing something on our part. And then also knowing that, you know, it takes persistence. It takes a person that's going to keep striving, that's going to keep, you know, stepping up to the plate, that's going to keep coming back up to the plate. No matter how many times you strike out, you're going to keep coming up and keep, you know, swinging until you make contact. And when you have that attitude that I'm going to keep doing until I make contact, what happens is that builds your resolve. It builds you. It builds your character to the point where now other people that are looking to make a change or looking to look at your point of view will begin to start being helped and encouraged. And then those people will want to come alongside you. And then when they want to come alongside you, then that will strengthen the grassroots cause or strengthen the cause for, you know, making that difference. And, you know, it's a lot of work. And I tell people, it's a lot of work. It's something where you can't be afraid of the work. You can't be afraid of the long hours. You can't be afraid of the negative, the naysayers. You can't be afraid of the possible failures. You can't be afraid of any of those things. You have to, a lot of times, just focus in and not look at all the other things that people try to distract and trying to pull you away. Because if you do, you look at those things, you will get distracted and you get pulled away. And it's not easy, but in doing those things, you will eventually reach your goal. And that's the enjoyment of it, is that eventually, you know, when you see the cracks start to happen, when you begin to see the change start to happen, when you begin to see the mindset of institutions and people begin to change, then you realize that, yes, that individual has made a difference. That individual phone call, that individual meeting, that individual walk, that individual talk or speech, or that individual broadcast, it makes a difference. And we begin to start appreciating it more. And what I call it, when you got skin in the game, when you've been there, when you've taken the time out, when you've walked the talk, and you've put, you know, your resources up, and you put your time in, you know, then it really you can really start making a difference, and people really begin to start recognizing that this is something that you're compassionate about, and this is something that you're serious about, and, you know, people will begin to start appreciating your work, appreciating the time and the effort that you're putting in. And they'll begin to start helping. They'll begin to start coming alongside, and they'll begin to start seeing the difference or the change that you want to see. And it takes a lot, like I said, a lot of work, a lot of commitment, and a lot of stick-to-itiveness. And we're just encouraging people not to give up and not to think that they can't make a difference. And so that's what we're talking about tonight. Can one person make a difference? If you want to be a part of this conversation, as always, we invite you to call in at 347-324-5569. It's 347-324-5569. We're going to take a quick break and be back in about 2 minutes.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. And He loves you. Have you ever loved somebody? The way that He's somebody. Have you ever somebody? Have you ever loved somebody the way you love somebody, somebody like you? Yeah. Somebody like you.
Tonight we're talking about can one person make a difference, and I believe we are trending toward yes, that is correct. And one of the things I know, last week we talked about bullying and how terrible it was, how it affected people, not only in school age, but even in their careers and later on in life. And we were talking about how, you know, it shouldn't be tolerated, and how people need to stand up. And so one of the things is people are making a difference is doing the right thing. If someone is one individual does the right thing in the midst of so many people going the wrong way, if someone stands up and does the right thing, that makes a difference in your community. It makes a difference when someone decides to, you know, really make a difference of what the status quo is, or where, you know, people are going, what people are saying, or what people are treating people. In particular, in an area of possibly of bullying, where a person says that, you know, just stand up and say, you know, that's not right. You know, nobody would want any of their siblings to be bullied, or no one would want any of their loved ones to have to go through this. And, you know, that person not go along with the program. And a lot of times that's what's happening with situations that are not beneficial or that do not create wellness for our community, is that you have people just going along with the program, not making any waves, not rocking the boat, as the term is said, and just going along with it, even though, you know, it's not right. And, you know, sometimes people say, well, we've done it this way for 20 years. But, you know, it's possible to do something wrong for 20 years. You know, just because you did it for 20 years doesn't make it right. And so you have to have an individual that's willing to be able to stand up and say, hey, yeah, we might be doing it this way for 20 years, but it's not right. And be willing to stand out in the crowd and say, you know, it's not right. And, you know, that individual began to start making a difference, you know, treating someone well, you know, doing something correct on your job, you know, helping someone who might be less fortunate than you, helping the elderly, you know, people in nursing homes, you know, helping people, first responders, whatever it is, you know, you can do or we can do individually and collectively, it makes a difference. And, you know, you can make a difference in a war veteran's life. You can, you know, make a difference in a widow's life, you know, just by, you know, being there for them, or giving them a car wash, and going by to see them, or cutting their grass, or whatever it is. One person can make a difference, and you can make a difference in people's lives by, you know, just that one individual thing that you've done or said or helped them. It's really one of those things where you can look around you in your community. You could just pick one person out or one thing out. I see a lot of times we have groups in our community that will pick a section of highway and go, and they will, you know, on a weekend and just pick up the trash along a road or something. And, you know, all of those individuals together make a group of people, and they help with the way the community looks. And, you know, I know many times when it does snow in the metropolitan area, in my neighborhood where I grew up, my parents grew up, you know, when it snows, it used to be just me. I used to go and where my parents live and do as many houses, you know, dig them out, snow, whatever, you know, whatever I could every time it snowed. And so, you know, it made a difference for the elderly people. Some of them are in their 80s. It made a difference, you know, for them that someone just cared enough just to come by and dig them out and check on them, see how they're doing. And that's one of the things that you do where you can make an individual a statement, you can make an individual act, and it'll make a difference. It helps that old elderly person, it helps that widow out or that widower out. And, you know, it's something that when you're doing the right thing, when you're making a difference by doing the right thing, it begins to start changing people. It begins to bring a sense of community. People would come out their houses where, you know, now I do it with my son, you know, and they hear the snow thrower and the shovels, and they come out, you know, with, you know, just conversation and talking and, you know, you're doing all right, you want something to drink, something to eat, and, you know, the whole time you're helping them out. And, you know, it's just one or two people that's making a difference. So when I'm digging my parents out, I'm digging their neighbors out across the street, next door to them, around the corner, up the street. And, you know, you're making a difference for them to be able to be mobile, to be able to get out of their house, not to be fearful of you know, not being able to do something or slipping and falling. And, you know, that's just one, me and my son, now two people making a difference, you know, in a good part of a community where we grew up. And, you know, a lot of that is reciprocal because, you know, when we were growing up, those folks looked out for us, looked out for our family. And, you know, it's just a good thing when we help each other out. It creates a sense of community when individuals take an interest in their neighbors, take an interest in their communities, take an interest in, you know, the things that are going around. You know, that's what makes our communities great. That's what makes them well. That makes what makes them thrive is that individuals working together that, you know, end up being, you know, groups and communities working together. That's what causes us to thrive. That's what causes us to get well and to do better is when we all take an active role and take an active part. But it takes individuals to get it started. You know, no group is made up by itself. It's made up of a group of individuals. And in order for the group to get strong, the individual parties have to participate. And, you know, sometimes it's, you know, it's hard to get across. And then sometimes people get discouraged because they feel like they're the only ones pulling. They're the only ones striving. They're the only ones that are out there. And, you know, it's that old mentality that you have to have of the little fella that was on the beach, on the seashore, and the starfish were lining the shore. And, you know, he was throwing them out, you know, trying to get them back into the water. And, you know, someone said to him, you know, why are you trying to, you know, wasting your time throwing those starfish back into the ocean? You know, it's you're not going to make a difference. And the little fellow, you know, as he picked it up, he said, you know, it's going to make a difference for that one. And he kept picking it up, it's going to make a difference for that one. And he kept picking them up and kept, it's going to make a difference for that one. And so he wasn't dismayed at the daunting task, but that, you know, as a little tyke, that he knew that if he did one at a time, it would make a difference for that particular one. And so that's the attitude that, you know, we really have to understand is that, you know, if you help out one neighbor, you made a difference. You know, if you cut the grass for one neighbor, you made a difference. If you washed one neighbor's car, you made a difference. You went to see one elderly person, you made a difference. If you, you know, remove the snow from one, you know, a person's car, you made a difference. And, you know, those are the things that, you know, bring us together. Believe it or not, it's that one-on-one interaction, that one-on-one contact that we make so many times during our day and during our weeks and during our lives that makes a difference. And so, you know, do we really want to make a difference? Do we really want to get to the point where, hey, I want to make a difference here and, you know, be willing to step out of my comfort zone, be willing to take the next step to say, hey, my name is so-and-so, you know, I'm interested in so-and-so, can I assist you with such-and-such, you know, just trying to make a difference here. And, you know, some people will say yes, some people will say no. You'd be surprised at the people that would say yes, and you'd probably be surprised at the people that would say no. And a lot of times people are surprised that people are just out there trying to help people or trying to assist people. I know it's amazing when people always think that someone's looking for something, someone's looking to gain something, somebody's looking to benefit from something. That's the pessimism that goes on in this world now, is that people always think people have an angle of they want something and they're trying to get something out of people. So people look at people suspiciously. And so when people come and they're just willing to try to help out or trying to lend a hand, the people say that's unusual, and they become skeptical about people that are trying to give a hand or trying to help out. And so it's sad that that's the case, because less and less individuals are trying to lend a helping hand, trying to help out, trying to make a difference where they are. And, you know, you really, really have to stick with it to make a difference where you are. And I find the biggest thing is not to look for any accolades, not to look for any pats on the back, not to look for anyone to say, hey, you did a great job, or hey, look at him, or hey, look at her, but to do it because it's the right thing to do. And you know, that's how you make a difference, is you do it because it's the right thing to do. You're not looking for any fanfare. You're not looking for anyone to put your picture on the front of the page or make a news story out of you, but you're just doing it and for the right reason. It's the right thing to do. And, you know, when you do that, you really don't set yourself up, because sometimes people set themselves up because, you know, they're doing it for the wrong reason. They're doing it and they're doing it so somebody can look at, hey, look at me, look what I did. Or you should tell somebody what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. And, you know, a lot of times then the motive for it is the wrong thing. The motive, it should be, you know, doing it for the right reason, because it's the right thing to do. Making a difference is the right thing to do. And we're not doing it for, you know, self-gratitude or self-recognition. But you're doing it for the right reason. You're concerned about your fellow man, your fellow woman, your fellow neighbor. You're looking out for them. And when you begin to start doing things like that, what will happen is that begins to get contagious. That begins to start rubbing off. You'll be surprised of the well-being or the wellness that will create in your community when one person or a group of people see, you know, one or two people standing up doing the right thing. You know, when we're sometimes on the metro, in the metro train in the D.C. metropolitan area, sometimes you see people still get up and they'll give, you know, elderly or disabled people their seat. And then sometimes you see, you know, young folk, you know, able folk, you know, they just turn a blind eye. And like it's, you know, that sense of, you know, put someone else before me has gone out the window. But it's good, and it brings you hope to see that people still are willing to make a difference. And you get up for that elderly person or that handicapped person person with a disability or a challenge some way, or a mother with a child, and, you know, she wants to sit next to the child or a family that wants to, you know, be together, and you just give it up, and you say, here you go. And you made a difference in that family's life. That one person doing that act, giving that person your seat, or letting that person go forward, or letting that mother sit with her child, you made a difference. And those are the type of things that help our community, that tell people there's still hope, that tell people that, you know, you still have some great people that are in your community that are willing to do the right thing, you know, individually and collectively in our communities. All right, if you want to be a part of this conversation, we invite you to call in at 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
We make a difference in those neighbors that are over there, you know, every time we come over there, we're making a difference. And it's just, you know, it doesn't snow that often. But when it does, they know that, you know, the boys are going to come over and they're going to make a difference. And it's just that simple, but I think a lot of times people shy away from it and people think that, you know, I'm not going to make a difference, so I'm not even going to try.
Yeah. You know, like we say, I mean, it's interesting that you're talking about this, because as you're talking, I'm, you know, just thinking about, you know, what the big thing that's going on in society is now. And I actually was watching Al Sharpton yesterday, and they were talking about the movie 42, which is basically about, you know, the life of Jackie Robinson.
Right.
And how you look at one person who made a difference, not just, you know, in baseball, but he just made a difference in the whole race relationships and all of these things. And, you know, it's just amazing that, you know, how one person, doesn't matter who you are, can, you know, can affect so many people. And, you know, oftentimes we feel like, you know, one person doesn't make a difference, one person is not going to make a change, you know, I just, you know, stay to myself and da-da-da-da and just live life. But, you know, I tell people all the time, if you're one person that can help change the life of another person,
there you go.
Then you've done a lot. You know, you don't have to change hundreds of thousands. You don't have to change millions. But if you can just change a neighbor's outlook, change a person's perspective, change how a person thinks, or, you know, any of those things, you've made a difference. And that's the way you want to look at it, you know. And I say to myself all the time, I say, every child that comes in my classroom, you know, I'm trying to make a difference in their life. They may not always understand what I'm teaching, but you know what? I say, if I can build a relationship with them and just teach them things about life or whatever, I feel like when they leave, you know, they'll be better people because of it. So I feel like, you know, that's how you make changes, you know, help somebody along the way, especially, you know, if it's somebody younger than you, you know, mentor somebody, which is very, very important, because, you know, our young people need mentors. They need, you know, our young black males, they need positive, you know, male black role models, to, you know, somebody that's, you know, living right and, you know, not running around, running women and in the drugs and in the alcohol and all this other stuff, but somebody that's, you know, walking the straight and narrow and, you know, and trying to live, you know, a good life and trying to live a godly life. So, you know, we need to reach out and mentor these young men. And like you say, we may not reach them all, but if we reach one and that one person makes, you know, that one person gets it, then, you know, we made a change. And that's what we should, you know, that's what we should think about. It's, you know, we don't have to be, you know, big difference makers. We could just be small difference makers. You know, mentor a young person in your church, you know. Mentor a young person in your community, you know.
Then what happens is, when you make a difference in that person's life, what happens is then it just doesn't stop there. I think a lot of times people, like you said, they haven't reached the millions, they haven't reached the 10,000s or like that. But if you reach one person and make a difference in that one person's life, then that person can go on and take what you've shown them and what you taught them, and they can share with others. And then that's how whatever little difference you made begins to, you know, start helping others. And, you know, my wife is also in the education field. And what many times is people that she's taught, they have gone on to make a difference in other people's lives, you know, and some of the most intelligent people, you know, in the world, you know, they had to have teachers, and there are certain teachers that made, you know, a difference in, you know, a student's life, that, you know, for 9 months out of the year, you know, they are in front of this child, and, you know, that child went on to be the president, or that child went on to be, you know, a leader in whatever a field of their choice. And so, you know, as a country, as a community, as a people, we have to realize that all of us can make a difference. But we just have to have the understanding that, you know, it's not going to be everybody in the news, everybody getting coverage, everybody getting patted on the back. It's going to be a thing that we just have to do it because it's the right thing to do.
Because it's the right thing to do, yep. And that, and a lot of times that's what happens is, you know, Pastor C, many people do it, but they have ulterior motives for doing it. You know, they want to do it because they want the fame, they want to be seen, they want the write-ups, they want all this and all of that. But, you know, if you're genuine and you're sincere about what you're doing, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, whether or not you get a hand clap or whether, you know, somebody says thank you, whatever. You just doing it because you know it's the right thing to do, mm-hmm. and you know that you're making a difference by doing it. So, and that's really what it should be about, is just trying to make a difference, you know, in your communities, in your churches, in your homes. You know, that's what it's about, just making that overall difference every day. You know, how can I live so that my life will help somebody else? You know, and that's really what we should be doing. We should say, is my life going to be something where people can look to me and say, hey, I like what Pastor C is doing. Hey, mm-hmm. I like what Red B is doing. Or I like what that sister's doing or what that brother's doing. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to pattern my life after them. That's how you make a difference. You know, just by living a life that, you know, God has called you to live, and people will see that. You know, when people see your works, you know, like they say, they're going to glorify your Father in heaven, and that's what you want them to do. You know, be like, oh, I can see he's a child of God, and see right. she's a child of God by the way they live. You know, and I want to mirror that. I want what they have. You right. know, and that's how you do it. Because, you know, at the end of the day, Pastor C, all of us are not going to be, you know, different changes where we affect thousands and hundreds of thousands,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
know. But like you said, if we could just take each day and try to help one person each day, you know, that's 365 people a year.
There you go.
I don't think that's too shabby.
You know?
You know? You know? I don't think that's too shabby. So, you know, that's the mindset, is to try to help at least one person make a change in their life every day. Every day, somebody different.
And that's the challenge, you know, what we put out there today is the challenge is, you know, adopt somebody to make a difference in their life. You know, adopt someone that, you know, I can do this, or I can have this amount of time to say hello, or just to call someone to see how they're doing, or to knock on their door to see how Mr. Smith's doing, or Mr. Brown's doing, just to say, hey, you doing all right? Can I, you know, bring you your mail? Or, you know, as the teachers are teaching students, you know, do something to, you know, do a car wash for the teachers. You know, they appreciate stuff like that. And, you know, you can make a difference in that person's life. But I think there's enough of us who should be willing to make a difference, that we can make our communities better just by doing something small. If we adopt something and say, all right, we're going to adopt this. You know, there's you know, signs on the highway where, you know, there's groups of places that have adopted a highway where, you know, they take care of a section of the highway.
Mm-hmm.
We should adopt that same attitude with individuals in our community, that, you know, we're going to identify someone and just, you know, because it's the right thing to do, just to check on them or call them or, you know, be there for them, you know, during times of need.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, and that's what it's all about, just being dependable, you know, being there when people, you know, need a helping hand, you know, whether, you know, running errands, going to the grocery store, shoveling the driveway, you know, when it snows, or, you know, just anything, you know, just making yourself available to help. And that's how you can make a big difference, is just being available, you know. We some people are just so busy they can't help nobody and don't want to help nobody. But, you know, I said we could just make the sacrifice of availability and just say, you know, I'm here if you need me. And most importantly, be there when people call. That makes the biggest difference, you know, because people at the end of the day, they want people that they can depend on, whether, you know, it's in time of need or whatever. They say, I know I can pick up the phone and call Pastor C, he'll be there to help me. You know, that's what they want. They want somebody that they know is going to be there in their corner at the end of the day, you know, to help them out whenever there's an issue. And pretty much, you know, that's how you can make a difference. Just be available to help somebody. You don't got to go around looking, say, can I help you? Sometimes, you know, you just need to be there when people need you, you know, and that's how you can, you know, really make a big, big difference and a big impact on people's lives at the end of the day.
Right, and you know, that's I think one of the important things that we as human beings really have to stop being as selfish. You know, sometimes we're really selfish and self-centered, but really start looking around. And what happens is when you begin to start doing, you start feeling good about yourself. You start having a sense of purpose. You start having a sense of understanding. Start having a sense of community. A sense of involvement by giving up yourself, giving of yourself. And that's what I think a lot of times in many communities is missing, is that everybody's doing their own thing. I got mine, you get yours, and if not, shame on you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and, you know, like you say, it needs to be a collaborative effort. You know, we're all working towards the same cause, the same goal, the same purpose, you know. And why have 20,000 different ways to do it when we can all just work together as a team for a common goal? And that really, and that's how we can make a bigger difference. You know, if all the churches in the city of Washington, D.C., PG County could all just get on the same page and work together, we can make a big difference, not only in this area, we can make a big difference in this country, you know, but that's the problem, you know, too many churches are operating as islands, you know, their own entities, and, you know, we got churches right across the street from each other, and they don't even fellowship with each other. Now, you know that's sad. You know what I'm saying? That's sad. You're in the same block, same neighborhood.
Yeah.
You can't even fellowship together because everybody's, you know, got their own agenda. We do it our way, you do it your way. But, you know, if we all talk about the same God, you know, it's one God, one faith, one baptism, you know, we should all be on the same page. You know, we should all be saying, you know what, let's make this a little easier. How about we collaborate and work together? Yeah. We can make differences in our community, make differences in our neighborhoods and in the cities, you know. So, but, you know, until we decide to, you know,
you want to make it
bring down some barriers, we always going to have that issue. Always going to have that issue.
Yeah, so, well, Rev B, that's going to do it for us tonight. But we just want everyone to know that, you know, you can make a difference. You can make a difference. You just have to be willing to put that foot forward and stop complaining about it and do something about it.
That's right. That's right. And don't forget to tell them about this Sunday also, Pastor C.
Yeah, we're
people to come out and support.
Come out to the Heart of God Baptist Church this Sunday at 3:30. We're going to have seven Dynamite speakers. Rev B is going to be one of them that's going to be doing just an overview of the seven last churches of Revelation, talking about how the Spirit of God spoke to the churches during that first century. And how it's still relevant today because every church is going through something and we can learn from the Word of God and particularly what the Spirit has to say to the churches in the book of Revelation. I believe Rev B is going to be speaking from the book of Laodicea, the last church that is mentioned in the book of Revelation. So we're excited about it. It's going to be at 3:30 p.m. on this Sunday, and we are located at 7100 Chesapeake Road in Landover Hills, Maryland. We're down at 205 and 206, and that's going to be on Sunday, which will be the 14th of April. So we're inviting as many as possible. Come on out and hear what the Spirit has to say to the churches as God use these awesome, awesome ministers of God.
Amen, 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 amen.
All right, Rev B, so we're telling folks that they are a resource, and so now that they have the resource, they need to get connected.
Connected. Amen. God bless.
God bless. Good night.